right, Mike, 730s. Hey, this is $2,200. It is the 16th of June, and it is Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Jesse Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray, and Charlie out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania, once again calling CQ for Liberty Netters. This is KG4ZXNC, and we're taking check-ins. Anyone else out there would like to join us tonight for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Call sign, please.
KG4ZA Mobile.
The mobile station, was that, give me that call again, a little bit slower. Okay, I heard you was mobile, but the noise crashes IN is pretty tough right now. You're going to have to give me a couple tries there. Let me see if, stand by there, station, and we're going to try to get you in there. I know that you're a mobile station, but I'm having a rough time pulling you out. Maybe one of the other net controllers gets in here, we'll be able to pull you out. We'll tag team this a little bit and see if we can get you in. Hi, this is KG4ZXC. Anyone else that I can copy would like to check in tonight? Call sign, please. The band is definitely out of whack, so please give me a little bit of leadway on my noise floor. It's almost 20 dB, so S units there, so maybe we can pull some of you guys out with a better signal tonight. This is KG4ZXC and the Saturday Night Liberty, Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Jesse. I'm located here in the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania once again, and this is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and we're taking check-ins. Anyone else out there?
Dan, N4RO, keep putting me on listening right now, Jesse. I'll be back later with some.
Okay, Mr. Larry, we got you in there, sir, and we got you on the old roster, so thank you, sir, for being there. Mr. Larry out of Tennessee, thank you. N4RO, keep. This is KG4ZXC. Anyone else for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Well, it's going to be a rough night, guys. And this is why we emphasize on good antennas and a little bit of extra juice. It really makes things a lot better. Intercomnet. I mean, Liberty Net. Anyone, anywhere.
This is KF4 here. Is anybody?
Okay, it was Kilo November 4, Delta Alpha Mobile.
That's right, Kilo November 4, Delta Alpha KF4 Mobile, and I'm in South Carolina.
Okay, South Carolina Mobile. What's the name down there? Okay, Willie, we got you in there. You gonna stick around for any comments tonight? I hope you do, but the band is really bad. Anyway, your mobile, Mr. Willie, like I said, are you gonna stick around? Okay, well, we'll come by and stop in and give you a call and make sure you're still with us if we don't hear you. You have a great night, but we'll come back around to you, sir. Hey, KN4DNA, Willie out of South Carolina, Mobile. Yeah, I'll be able to put that in there over here. Hi, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Kilo Golf 4 Zulu A Charlie, and this is Jesse out of the great voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Yep, that's the place where Tom Wolf is still in charge, and he still thinks he's got the goods on Pennsylvania, but he's got another thing coming for him. I better not start ranting yet. Hey, this is Liberty Net on Wednesday night. I'm KG4ZXC, Net Control tonight, and we're still looking for check-ins. Anyone else? This is Jesse, your net control station here out of the beautiful Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am your net control. And we're looking for check-ins, so calling CQ Liberty Netters, calling CQ Liberty Netters. Taking check-ins for the Liberty Net here on Wednesday night. Anyone, anywhere. SKS station caught me off guard. Was that November 5?
No, sir. Kilo Alpha. Handle here is Delta 5.
Kansas City. Well, good evening there, Dave. I think I got that right. Kansas City. Kilo Alpha 5. Sierra. Kilo Sierra. Is that Roger, Dave? Foxtrot Kilo November. Okay, I'll correct that. Yeah, the band is really noisy tonight there, Dave. I'm surprised I'm hearing you as good as I am tonight. So bear with me, sir. And you said you was in Kansas City, Roger?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dave, well, good to have you aboard tonight on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. How's things out in Kansas?
Say again, I guess that.
How's things in Kansas City?
Oh, not terribly. Today, we're like 90. Theoretically, we're going to see our first 100.
At least you're enjoying the cool weather, so whether it's inside or not. All right, very good, Dave. Well, good to know that you're here with us, and thanks for coming by. And you're looking like you're, let's see, one, two. You're going to be like number two on the list tonight there, Dave. So if you're going to stick around tonight.
Very good. Aside from your EH, let me write your call back on Ohio.
Okay, my QTH is in Pennsylvania. I'm located here in the Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania. My call is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie. My name is Jesse, and I am Wednesday night net controller.
Fine business. Go ahead and
take some other
calls.
Right. Well, you got automation, Roger.
I figure by the time I do a couple more times, I'll get the rest of it. I am not the best. I am the before I looked to see if there was a fencing on the site, and there was not.
Okay, I'm catching a lot of static crashes on the last go-around, but I think you got most of everything. All right, well, we'll get back around to you there, Dave. Thanks for being there. KA5, Foxtrot Kilo November out of Oklahoma, you know, Kansas City there. Clear with you for now, and we'll be back around to you there, Dave. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Anyone else? Hey, the band is crazy tonight, very noisy on my end. I guess we got some storms rolling across the area somewhere because I'm picking up static crashes. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC taking check-ins. Anyone else? Okay, well, I'm hearing absolutely nothing else at this time, so I'd like to go ahead and try to start the net as soon as possible, but I tell you, I don't want to be a broadcaster, so I try to make sure there's enough people out here with call signs to make it worth my while. This is the Saturday night, Wednesday night Liberty Net. I got to be here Saturday night as well, ladies and gentlemen, so I'll be filling in for Mr. Robert Saturday night as well. So, in the meantime, this is KG4ZXMSC, Cassie here in Pennsylvania for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Anyone else would like to join us? Your call sign, please. This is KG4ZXC for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. It is almost a quarter past the hour of 2000 here on the East Coast. It is the 16th of June. Yep, it's almost July, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to be taking measures to celebrate the 4th of July here soon, Independence Day, that is. And pray to God we even have an Independence Day left to even relate to in this country. Hey, this is KG4ZXC out of the beautiful state of voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Even though it's beautiful, it's corrupt. And that's what we're dealing with here. Liberty Net, KG4ZXC. Okay, well, I ain't going to start by doing too much here on Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I guess I got N4OQ and KN4DA Willie out of South Carolina running mobile, KI4JCZ monitoring tonight, and I'm waiting to hear from another check-in or two, but I guess they're abandoning me tonight. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, and we're going to get the net started. I was stumbling across a story out of the Western Journal, and Tucker Carlson from Fox News has exposed this information. And it's titled Lunatic Muslim City Council Candidate Who Threatened to Blow Up a School Bus Full of Kids. Is that what we want in this country? Well, I'm sorry to say it, but that's what we have here in this country. And until people start dang doing their job as citizens of this great country, we're going to be stuck with politicians, corrupt people like this getting involved in our political system and corrupting it from the core. Anyway, this story goes into this. The Democratic Party push a so-called equality and has featured many faces. The Northwest, of which once threatened to blow up a school bus full of kids, a community activist, a progressive candidate, and King's Town Council in Washington. Eubanks Carhart is her name, is a rising star in the Seattle politics. Although the star may soon be fading, on Tuesday, the episode of Tucker Carlson on Fox Gateway Pundits, Tucker broke down Gardahir's sordid history. So anyway, her history goes into equal is not equal. Equality is replacing equality. Carlson said at the top of this segment that the city of Seattle is so excited about this. Its establishment is established someone called the Equalable Development Division. Equality. These people have no idea what equality is. When you do the same job I do in Busfield every day of the week to get the same results, now that's equal. And don't tell me about equality just because you don't want to do your job. This is what we deal with, people, and everybody needs to be on top of it. Anyway, Tucker then handed off a segment to Fox News correspondent Trace Gallagher, who laid out the details of the Muslim lady, despicable bomb threat, the new litmus test for Democrats. If you threaten to blow up a school bus full of children and kids, you should not run for office. I agree 100% with that. Anyway, this is KG4ZXC, and that's my comment for the opening segment of the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'll see if we can start it off tonight with the first check-in on the list tonight, KI4JCZ, which was in monitor mode, so we're going to go down to KN4DA. Mr. Willie in the Mobile, you still copy us up here in Pennsylvania? Hey, well, Mr. Willie, the band is really crappy, so I'm not going to try to get you to make a major transmission, but I'm glad you're here with us tonight, sir, and good to have you aboard in the Mobile. Are you about at your destination? Mr. Willie, hey, I want you to be safe out there in the middle, and yeah, I'm not copying you as well as I did when we first heard you. So, Mr. Willie, out of South Carolina Mobile Station, KN4DA, we'll get back around to you, sir, and give you another holler just in case you're still around. So, thanks for being there. KN4DA, Willie out of South Carolina, clear with you. Mr. Larry, I know you're still getting things together. N4ROQ out of Tennessee. Thanks, Larry, for being there. I'll get to you in a minute. KA5, Foxtrot November, Mr. Dave. It looks like you're on the list until we get more check-in. So, you got anything you would like to add tonight?
No, I enjoyed the dialogue. I participated before. You're right. It's been a world, right? I couldn't hear the Mobile. My buddy and I knew who I do. So he is in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And I can hear a little bit of you robbing me on his receiver. The speed gun is much noisy than carrying on. We don't need a demonstration, but we can have it off all
We want to check this.
I had more dialogue with the cops. It's just enough. I'm just going to say I'm listening. Feel bad because you're doing a lot of hard work and I don't think you get much reward. But good luck, and I'm going to just go to listening, and when the next storm will
will make better friends.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thanks, Dave. And I agree. It's not as rewarding when you don't have a lot of people checking in, especially when the band conditions are so poor the way they are. Hey, but thanks for being there, Mr. Dave, and we'll come back around to you and check in on you here. And we're going to see who this other station was trying to check in underneath you. So thanks, Mr. Dave. KA5, Truck Kilo November out of Kansas City, Oklahoma. Through with Mr. Dave for now. So stick around, Dave. Hopefully the band get better. Hey, this is Kilo, Draw 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, and I am Jesse out of the Buttercross State, Pennsylvania, and we're at the bottom of the list, are there anyone else that would like to check into the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Anyone I can copy?
Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango, Robbie out of Great Falls.
Wow, I'm catching all you guys down south tonight. KO4 GST, Mr. Bob, good afternoon, sir. How you copy?
Good afternoon,
well, you too, sir. And you're copying real strong down here. Don't even have any trouble hearing anything you're saying. But, how's this thing copying?
I have you at least 20 over, so definitely good to hearing you tonight, and you're sounding good. You got anything you would like to add before we continue taking these check-ins?
No, just catch me on the next round, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, Rob, well, appreciate it, sir, and hopefully we'll hear you again here in just a little bit. Stick around. KO4 GST, Rob, out of South Carolina. Another South Carolina state tonight. That's three I've heard already tonight. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Anyone else?
Kilo Mike 3 Papa. Good evening.
KM3 Papa. Good evening, sir. Name and location.
Good evening, Jesse. The name here is Mark Mike Alpha Radio Kilo. Been a sandbagger on and off for the last year or so to the net here, checking in for the first time tonight. And we're located here in northwest Pennsylvania, close to the city of Meadville, about 40 miles south of Lake Erie. Over.
Okay, Roger, up Meadville. Okay, hey, I got some friends up in Meadville, PA there. So, yeah, I know the area well. I was stationed up there at the Franklin unit up there in PA, so I think you know about where that would be. But, Mr. Mark, thanks for being there. You going to stick around for a comment?
Yeah, we'll hang out here for a little bit, and we're actually here closer to the little crossroads of Guy's Mills, but most people don't know where that's at, H.I., so that's why we say Meadville, but if you were in Franklin, you've probably heard of Guy's Mills at least.
Yeah, I've been all through that neck of the woods up there, and I don't recollect it right off the top of my head, but I get the general area, but very good. All right, well, thanks, Mark, for being here tonight, and we'll be back around to you here in the short.
Sounds good, Jesse, thanks. KM3 be on the side.
Hey, Kilo Mike 3 Papa, Mr. Mark out of PA, Northwest PA as well, clear with you. And who else is out there for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Anyone else would like to join us tonight on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, please call now. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Larry, for coming in, and we're going to put you at, I'm going to put you at number 6 tonight, Larry, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and start whatever you was going to bring to the table tonight, so Mr. Larry, go ahead and take it away, sir, N4ROQ.
Okay. Thank you, there, Jesse.
Hope I'm doing okay. You're kind of good down here. All right. Let's see. Here's an article in the USA Today that's regarding domestic terrorism. You know, for these liberal Democrats, as it says in the article, I've kind of looked through the article, it says that they're going to watch people at these rallies. They're going to be calling them domestic terrorists if you're attending some of these, especially the conservative rallies, Republican rallies. Democrat socialist bunch is in office, that's what you're going to be calling. Here, it's from the USA Today Associated Press. It says, White House pushes plan to combat domestic terrorism. It says the Biden administration says it will enhance its analysis of threats from domestic tests, including the sharing of intelligence within law enforcement agencies, and will work with tech companies to eliminate terrorist content online as part of a nationwide strategy to combat domestic terrorism. The National Security Council on Tuesday released a strategy which comes more than 6 months, and they're calling this a mob of insurgents loyal to President Donald Trump, stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was voting to certify Joe Biden's presidential win. Domestic terrorism, driven by hate, bigotry, and other forms of extremism, is a stain on the soul of America. Now, this is a real liberal activist that wrote this after the election was stolen from Trump, and he had a rally, and they're calling everyone that was there at the rally domestic terrorism. Biden, who traveled in Europe, said in a statement, "It goes against everything our country strives for, and it poses a direct challenge to our national security, democracy, and unity." It's okay to have all these Black Lives Matter people burning down these cities all over the U.S. and then writing bills for money and have the American people pay to have the cities built back. A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence found that domestic violent extremists pose an increased threat in 2021 with white supremacist groups. Anyone that's white, you're going to be called a white supremacist. And anti-government militias posing the highest threat. If you join a militia to protect yourself or your neighborhood, you're going to be called an extremist and a terrorist. The new strategy includes enhancing the government's analysis of domestic terrorism and improving the information that is shared between local, state, and law enforcement agencies. Administration officials said the Justice Department has also implemented a new system to methodically track domestic terrorism cases nationwide within the FBI. You're going to put the FBI on it. In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from radical or ethnic motivated violent extremists, especially those who advocate for the superiority of the white race. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a speech Tuesday. So, if you're white and you like the white race and you like being white, they're in trouble in this administration. The Justice Department was also evaluated whether the administration should recommend Congress pass a specific domestic terrorism law, which does not currently exist. In the absence of domestic terrorism laws, the Justice Department relies on other statutes to promptly or prosecute ideologically motivated violence by people with no international ties. Now, this is made harder, but it has been harder to track how often extremists driven by religious, racial, or anti-government bias. So if you go to these rallies, you're going to be called an extremist, and you're going to be called you're being driven by racial, religious, or anti-government bias, and they're going to try to prosecute you at a higher level. as it states in this article. Moving on from there, it says, still there, a delicate balancing act for prosecutors between disrupting violence and not infringing on free speech. We are focusing on violence, not on ideology, Garland said. In America, espousing a hateful ideology is not unlawful. We do not investigate individuals for their First Amendment protected activities. The government's new plan also includes an effort to identify government employees who may pose a domestic terrorism threat with a number of federal agencies working on new policies and programs to root out potential domestic extremists in law enforcement and military. So if you're in the military and you go to one of these rallies, you're probably going to be thrown out of your job, or if you're in the police department in any way. So you'll have to watch that. They've got identification, facial identification. There's a lot of different things they've got now that can pick you out of a group of people, and your name will come up and everything about you. They know everything in the world about you by your face. So they've got that type of technology now that they can pick you up. You'll see it at Walmart, walking down the aisle, and the camera says, got you. And being programmed, being recorded in progress. So that's what it is. They've got you on tape. They've got you they can look at anything they want to about your record or anything else while you're walking around in Walmart. Okay, go down to the next one. We've got one more article here we might go through here. New Mexico is offering $100 in incentive to get fully vaccinated. New Mexico, this is in Santa Fe, New Mexico, residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 will be eligible for a $100 incentive. The New Mexico Department of Health over the weekend announced the reward for anyone who gets the second dose or the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine by Thursday. Health officials are trying to have 60% of residents age 16 and up fully vaccinated this week. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has vowed to end the state's color-coded risk system 2 weeks after the vaccination goal is reached. So a lot of you people have been listening, the frontline doctors have said that this is an experimental vaccine. And you could, they don't know what it's going to do. There's no obligation, to these makers of these vaccines. If you die the first minute they give you the shot, they have no recourse that you can do in any way. You're taking it at your own risk. Any of these vaccines, a lot of them have been looked at by these blind doctors. They do have a lot of aluminum particles in them. There is a chance you could have cancer and autoimmune diseases in the future, and don't discount you passing away fairly quickly after taking these shots. So if you've already taken it, I wish you good luck. I hope everything's fine, but there's a lot of things in these shots that are poison, so just be careful. All right, back to you up there, Jesse. Sounding good down here tonight from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Hey, very good, Mr. Larry. Appreciate you being here tonight, and 25 over S9, so good signal up here in PA tonight. Very good copy, so no question about your signal. And thanks again, Larry, and appreciate you being there. N4ROQ out of Tennessee, that's Mr. Larry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KG4ZXC out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let me take a quick pause, then recognize into JTT, Miss Laura, who's in monitoring mode. know tonight. I don't know what SDR she's listening to tonight, but I know she's out there monitoring. Into IRJ, Mr. Marty, our net manager also.
Call me a favor.
And I appreciate you guys being there and listening in. Let's see if we have any other late check-ins. Anyone else would like to join us on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Call now.
W4AC.
W4, give me that call again, slowly.
Stop. Well, box, with the box on here, I'll be back in a minute.
Alright, W4 station, I'm standing by. I'll let you get that straightened out. Anyone else before, while we're taking check-ins, anyone else out there would like to join us on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, don't I? If I do not come back to you, it's because the noise level here in Pennsylvania is pretty darn tough. So please bear with us, guys. The W4 station, you back? I guess we'll catch him again here in just a short. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie, and it looks like we're going back to the top of the list. So I guess it goes back to me pretty much. Not less the N4, the W Whiskey 4 station, that's what I meant to say. Whiskey 4 station, come on in with the rest of your call. Whiskey 4 station, you still with us, sir? Okay, not hearing nothing of Whiskey 4 station right now. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and go into an article that's coming off of the WeLoveTrump.com. Yes, I'm going to say it again. WeLoveTrump.com. Yes, this is KG4ZXE in the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Once again, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. WeLoveTrump.com. Did Biden just speak to a fake audience? This is the headline, ladies and gentlemen. Audience of actor soldiers. Actor soldiers, that's what I'm talking about. The grand illusion, ladies and gentlemen. I think we've been lied to for so long, we don't know what's real and what ain't. They have mastered the art of video. They have mastered the art of deception. They have mastered the art of audio. They go out of their way to make things look like it is. But in reality, it's just as fake as the fake people we have in office right now. I was going to say the installed government, that is. All right, well, when Biden spoke to American troops in England, some eagle-eyed observer noticed something very strange. None of these troops appeared to have name tags. Huh. They didn't have rank. They didn't even have flags or flags on their sleeve. This led many questions in the evening and legitimate audience was under question. Or is it a friendly audience of plants or actors to make Biden look good? Take a look at some of these objects on their uniform and observe and what you see. And you can go to I'm having a sinus issue tonight, so it's kind of tough. Anyway, what I was going to say is interesting that these troops don't have name tags. They don't have anything else on their sleeve. They don't have jack squat. Name tags or nothing. So Biden's been speaking to a group of people that aren't even military. So that's what we're dealing with, people. We're dealing with a grand illusion here. We don't know what half these people are up to. We don't know what's going on from one day to the next, and you can't believe the media hardly from any point unless you see it with your own eyes. So, and I want to emphasize that everybody out there needs to start doing their own personal reporting from their location and start letting people on the air know what's going on. And you got people like this jammer in here that thinks he's going to do something, but he's really not. But that's okay, too. Anyway, going to another story I just wanted to bring up. Now we have proof. This is off of Gateway Pundits, ladies and gentlemen. Now we have proof that the FBI and the DHS attempted to recruit Green Beret to infiltrate Oath Keepers below January 6th, and he recorded it. Although, 2020, the Black Lives Matter terrorist group was linked to conservativity of 91% of the riots that resulted in the expense of property damage of the U.S. insurance history. There were zero Trump rallies that turned violent during the same time period. Then on January 6th, after 1 million Trump supporters rallied with Trump, President Trump at the Ellipse outside the White House, some 900 individuals went inside the U.S. Capitol. Over 400 have been arrested, even those who weren't waved in by the U.S. Capitol Police standing at the exit. Since the January deep state of the Democratic Party will not release videos of the Republican lawmakers from January 6th inside or outside the Capitol. So, on Tuesday, Revolver News published an important piece of information. An unindicated co-conspirator in the January 6th were never charged by the DOJ. On January 6th, the unindicted co-conspirators were frequently the most violent and leaders of the assault of the Capitol, U.S. Capitol, that day. They are also likely FBI informants. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said FBI informants. And now we have proof that the FBI was actually recruiting military members to affiliate and spy on the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys before the January 6th protest. On March 23rd, the Gateway Pundits posted this article on former Green Beret, Jeremy Brown. And he's got the proof, ladies and gentlemen. I've done seen the video and downloaded it. It's on Rumble, so you need to check it out. Hey, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty. Let's go down to KO4GST. Rob, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Just listening to some of this mad noise we got out here. I think Obama must have sent them.
Oh, don't feed the monkeys, man. Don't feed the monkeys. You know, keep the zoo closed, and we'll get tickets later. Anyway, you got anything you want to add tonight, Rob? KO4GST, do you have anything you'd like to add tonight, sir?
Governor DeSantis sending law enforcement personnel to aid Texas and Arizona with border crisis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Wednesday that several of the state's law enforcement agencies will send personnel to Texas and Arizona to aid local authorities in addressing an immigration crisis at the southern border. DeSantis said the directive was a response to request to Arizona Governor Doug Ducey and Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who asked other governors earlier this month to send all available law enforcement officers and resources. The Republican governors have accused the Biden administration of failing to adequately address the crisis, which has resulted in increasing drug smuggling and instances of human trafficking. America's border security crisis impacts every state and every American, DeSantis said in a statement. The Biden administration ended policies implemented by President Trump that were curbing illegal immigration, securing our border, and keeping America safe. Governors Abbott and Ducey recently said out of a call for help to every state in the nation meeting additional law enforcement manpower and other resources to aid with border security. I'm proud to announce today that the state of Florida is answering the call. Florida has your back, he added. A total of 12 law enforcement entities within Florida are sending personnel to the other states. The groups include the Florida Highway Patrol, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and non-county sheriff's offices. DeSantis said Florida-based personnel will remain on assignment to other states for at least 16 days across a variety of different functions. The governor noted Florida was the first state to commit resources in response to the request. The states have sent Florida support when we responded to emergencies here in our state, and they wanted to so that they could do what the federal government is either unwilling or unable to do, to keep the border and protect the people, not just of their state, but of the entire country, DeSantis said in a press conference. DeSantis and other GOP leaders have argued that Biden's decision to reverse several Trump-era immigration policies, including a verifying asylum seeker to remain in Mexico while awaiting a court date, has exacerbated the crisis. Biden officials say the president inherited an ineffective system at once to overturn inhumane policies. Justice and Border Protection reported more than 180,000 migrant encounters at the border in May compared to about 1,200 encounters in the same month 1 year earlier last year. Now see, this is the kind of stuff that's going on right now that nobody really talks about, because everybody wants to talk about everything else that not here, but in other places, about, you know, all this and that, and all this, but what about the real crisis that's going on right here in our own backyard in America? We're still going out there to fight back a flood of immigration that I've never heard of, and since Ellis Island. These guys are going crazy down there, just jumping across.
Okay, Roger, Roger. You done there, Rob?
Yes, sir, I'm done.
Okay, Roger, we appreciate the information, and yeah, you're right. We have so much problem with things happening right here on our own border, you know. Texas is doing what they can, and they're having to take these matters in their own hands there, Rob, and they're making a big effort down there to stop this problem that's going across the border now, and hopefully with a little bit of luck and a little persuasion, we might be able to accomplish something here. Hey, well, thank you, Rob. Appreciate you being there tonight, and we will move down to Mr. Mark out of Meadville. His name is Papa. That's Mark. He's up toward Meadville, PA. 313, Papa, come on in.
Good evening to you, Jesse, and everybody on the group tonight. Kilo Mike 3 Papa. I had an email sent to me this morning, and I'll wait that way I can send you something to tonight. Don't know if anybody else has seen or heard this, but I'll just give you the quick title. The reporter who exposed the secret term between Chris Willie, Bill Clinton, and then-Attorney General, has been found dead. Imagine that. They found him in
family members left behind, etc.
so just down all the way around, but that's what I have to continue for tonight.
Right, it sounds like he's part of the crime scandals again, and KI4JCZ is in marching mode tonight. Thanks for there tonight, sir. That's Mr. Mike. He's located somewhere down in Carolina. And Mr. Willie is also mobile tonight. He's KN4DA. Mr. Willie, I'm probably not going to hear you, but I'm going to give you a chance to regroup and see if we hear you. So if you got anything you want to add, Mr. Willie, on in. Hey, well, Mr. Willie, great being there tonight because the band is definitely way too noisy for you and just lousy night altogether for band conditions. But thanks again for being there. KN4DNA, you still there, sir? Thanks for being there. All right, let's take it down to Mr. Dave out of Kansas. KA5, Foxtrot Kilo November, you still with us, sir? Okay, I guess we're going to go to N4ROQ. Well, I'll stand by, Larry. I'm going to come down to you. I wanted to bring this up to the news. Hey, Biden's approval has dropped to 48%, guys. Did y'all know that? Biden is at 48%. The president's approval rating from 46% down from 47%. And 19% from Republicans from 11%. 51% in the month of March from 54% in January. Well, I'm still trying to figure out two dang major things. Where are they polling these people at? Because there's no way this guy has this many people approving of him. Look at the D7 summit, for instance. That will tell you a lot. Anyway, according to the same poll on 30% of Americans think America is remember those polls of the sample Democrats? So the previous report is
likely
not. He coming in the list. 44% they poll Republicans. 44% they poll independents. And they poll 32% of Democrats. America don't support Biden, and nobody else in this country has, or probably never will. And because this piece of shit,
evil known does, marching, thieving, squash of adults, it's a
this
hard.
Well, that's
going to
be the
end
of the
world.
Well, that's going to be the end of the position of power.
This year, they say there are 800,000 pairs of boots standing heel to heel, waiting for the Führer's final speech. When after a detailed review of Nazi achievements, Hitler cries, "My life's fight has not been in vain."
My name is Kamp, Instinct zum Sonntagkampf.
There you have it.
They're trying
to kill you guys.
They're trying to take these shots. That would be a tiger. All aboard the Herr Führer! Und wir! Erden wir uns durch den Teig an Wiedersehen! 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 Ich kann Wiedersehen! Erden wir uns durch den Teig an Wiedersehen!
the architect of the coalition will become prime minister. The new government was sworn in late Sunday and went to work Monday. Outgoing President Reuven Rivlin, who finishes his term next month, hosted Bennett, Lapid, and the rest of the cabinet at the official residence in Jerusalem for a photo of the new government. Bennett and Lapid made no comment to journalists after. Netanyahu convened the first meeting of the political opposition, where he called on his partners to show iron discipline to dispose of this dangerous leftist government. In 4LQ for ID, the fog government, he called it. Although for the moment, there is not much he can do beyond hoping to exploit those differences. Netanyahu believes he was cheated because his Likud party remains by far the largest faction in parliament, because so many of his former partners abandoned him. The politician remains on trial on corruption charges. Netanyahu has denied wrongdoing, and his new status as opposition leader has no legal impact on the trial, which is expected to continue for months and even years. But after leaving the prime minister's office, he has lost a major political platform he often used to fight the charges by lashing out against police, prosecutors, and the media, and rallying his supporters. With a new government in place, Netanyahu also appears to have lost hopes for holding a new election that could potentially deliver a coalition stacked with supporters who are open to granting him immunity from prosecution. So, looks like the liberals over there did win out against a conservative Israeli prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. I think they'll really miss him. So we'll stop it right there. Back to you up there, Jesse, from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Larry. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. man, there's so much going on around us right now, Larry, that we just have to be on top of the game all the way around. Hey, thank you for the information, and always a pleasure. N4ROQ out of Tennessee, this is KG4ZXC out of Voter Pro, state of Pennsylvania. Once again, let's go down to Mr. Let's see, I think it goes back to KO4GST. Mr. Rob, you got anything else you would like to add for round two?
Thank you, KG4GST, Mr. Jesse. This is KO4GST on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And I just want to read this little article out of Fox News. It says, retired Navy SEAL commander says Putin was testing Biden and he failed. The Russian fighter jet spotted in Joseph, Hawaii, with President Vladimir Putin way of testing President Biden, says retired Navy SEAL David Sears, on Your World Wednesday, and that Biden had failed the test. Sears made the comment in response to reports suggesting that the Russian Navy conducted military exercises about 3 to 5 miles west of Hawaii over the weekend, prompting the U.S. to scout Scramble 3 F-22s to respond to the long-range bomber. A CBS News report said Russian officials called the exercise its largest in the Pacific since the Cold War, which occurred just days before the two leaders were scheduled to meet in Geneva. Right before the summit, it's a test, and President Biden failed, Sears said. Biden described his Wednesday meeting with Putin as good and positive experience, as a good and positive experience, saying he made no threat to his Russian counterpart, but warned of consequences. Biden said that while there was a lot of hype around it, the meeting was straightforward. Addressing critics who accused Biden of going south to appease the Russian leader, Sears said that the only push to regard the administration as a new administration comes in, these bad actors were pushed around the world. This is how President Putin does things. Sears said Putin would likely take advantage of Biden in an attempt to push in through South America and Venezuela and Nicaragua, Baltic, and Ukraine. The Russians also see NATO as a national security threat to Russia. So they're purposing themselves to make sure that they can counter that threat, he said. They're going to keep trying to fracture any alliances in Europe and the U.S., and they're succeeding for it. Now, I don't know who this guy is, but I've been reading other stories around, and to me it seems like everybody out there right now is laughing at our president. Like, they just do not take him seriously. I mean, they think that this guy is, like, asleep half the time. And who's going to take anybody seriously that falls asleep from a job? Seriously. This is KO4 GST, Wednesday Night Liberty Night.
All right, very good, Rob. Well, I did not know about that. I was unaware that they was doing any type of maneuvers off of Hawaii, but even 500 miles from Hawaii, that's pretty darn close for jet fighters and everything else. Is this the only exercise that was going on?
They have the ships out there, too, conducting maneuver drills as well, so kind of crazy just for them to be there. I mean, really, like you said, even just to be that close is just obscene. I mean, the ocean is so big. I mean, do you got to get that close for us, really?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, well, I consider 500 miles too dang close myself. Hey, well, thanks, Rob. Good golly, your signal has came up tremendously out of South Carolina, man. I'm picking you up really good now, so great signal. Hey, clear with KO4GFT, Mr. Rob, out of South Carolina. Thanks for being there, Mr. Rob. And it goes up to Mr. Mookbach in Meadville. Let's see, KM3 Papa. Come on in if you're still with us, sir.
Well, yeah, very good, Jesse. Yeah, this will be the final for the night. We need to hit pay tonight. But good job as always dealing with the Liz kids and Space Cadets and getting the truth out there. And we need to put the truth out there as much as we can. Because we can, we're obligated to. We're like the one guy says, we're right, they're wrong. And that's the end of the story. God bless you all. This is my final. We'll try to get in here again next week. We won't be in Saturday. We'll be good. Won't be available. So with that, I'll pass it back to Net Control. 7-3 all for Kilo Mike 3 Papa.
Hey, very good, Mark. And your signal's really coming in now really good. So the band must have shifted around a little bit. KM3 Papa. 7-3's Mark, and God bless you too, sir. Out of Pennsylvania, that was Mr. Mark, KM3 Papa. Hey, this is TG4ZXP, and it goes back to the top of the list. I'm going to read this article, and I'm going to take a pause to see if there's anyone else. Oh, just a reminder that we do have, just remember, Liberty Net Radio, ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Net Radio.org. And it's the newest web page for the Liberty Net. If you I don't know the contents yet, it's just now really starting to get going. So I hope they got it up and functional right now, but I don't know. I haven't checked it in the last 24 hours or so. And I'll have to verify that myself. But just remember that. It will be live before you know it on a permanent basis. That's libertynetradio.org. Hey, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Jesse out of Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. You know that place with Tom Wolf and his transgender vestite so-called spokesperson that went to the Biden administration. Yeah, that's the guy. Well,
He's still up to his old tricks, ladies and gentlemen, and he's still corrupt in Pennsylvania, and he still don't want to release his death grip around the throats of us. But we're going to get some action done. We're going to get a recall on our voting system before it's said and done. And people, if you don't like it, you should have voted for Trump. That's all I've got to say. Alright, Alpha Gateway pundit, failed gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams. Yes, do you remember Stacey Abrams, guys? Yeah, Stacey Abrams. She's at, she's a black female in Georgia. She's over the finance and control the staffing of the Fulton County, Georgia 2020 election. She's the one that has a mother in charge, I believe, doing some of the voting as well. Anyway, goes into the story of evidence underneath in a court case in Georgia today shows that failed gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams oversaw the staffing for the 2020 election in Georgia. CD Media reported on the court case this morning, and underneath who was really running the 2020 election in Fulton County. Well, we now know this Stacey Abrams is, and her mother and a crew of unqualified candidates to do the voting process. Anyway, the evidence presented this morning in public meeting in Fulton County shows former Democrat gubernatorial Stacey Abrams controlled the finance the main contractor used in Fulton County election during November 3rd election to June 5th U.S. Senate runoff. Evidence showed directly financed underwriting of the staff service Happy Face Personnel Group. Happy Faces Personnel Group? Oh, wow. That sounds fraudulent in itself. Anyway, the group controlled by Abrams, in other words, the highly partisan Democratic political operatives controlled the election in Fulton County, which also involved a Nigerian national. A Nigerian national, yeah, that's what we need running our election process in the country. Anyway, the meeting is being broadcast live in Fulton County, Georgia, government TV. Fulton County testified Stacey Abrams owns 16% of now account, and that now account financed the recruitment employee for Happy Faces. It will be interesting to know the characters who worked overtime on the election night shoving ballots into tabulator machines two or three times were some of the individuals hired through Abrams' backstabbing service. It should have been saying backstabbing service, because that's what they've done to you guys down in Georgia. Anyway, we learned a couple of days ago that the judge had postponed the disposition for the two individuals who allegedly committed crimes running ballots through the machine more than once and recorded on video. That's what's really sad about it. Just note to America, if you're using individual hired from a Stacey Abrams staffing service related entity, you better keep a good eye on them. So something to keep reminding everybody that this election was stolen. This is KG4ZXC, unless I go back to the top of the list. KI4JZ is in monitoring mode, so let's take a quick pause and see if we have any late check-ins. Anyone else would like to join us?
Long live Joe Biden.
What's a national? What's a gubernatorial?
Okay, call Mr. Stand by 1 second, guys. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, I got you, sir.
Long live Joe Biden.
What's a gubernatorial?
Okay, who's the other station out there that's trying to check in?
What's a gubernatorial? Go ahead.
A gubernatorial is those that pretends to be United States personnel when they're really a foreign entity.
Do you mean gubernatorial?
Yeah, man, it's cool.
Well, anyway, it's Goober National, that it is. Hey, turns out, gentlemen, I know there's some of you guys out there trying to check in, so please bear with me. Who's the station trying to check in?
4TX. KG4TX is Sam's trying to check in out of South Carolina. Yes.
Okay, K, was it a Bravo 4TX, sir?
KG4TXO.
Okay, Larry, you got help now. Who was that down in South Carolina? I know you said TXO. What was his name?
His name is Sam KG4TXO.
Three Joe Biden.
Okay, who was the Whiskey 3 station?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the static crashes are getting you. I'm not sure if I can pick you guys. There's so many of you trying to check in. KT4TXO, Mr. Sam, we got you in there, South Carolina. We got Mo from Nebraska. Anyone else that I can copy? Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Come on in, Mr. Mo.
KD0RSA. Whiskey 3 Joe Biden for Washington.
Mr. Mo, well, thank you for being there, and if you got anything, I'll come back around to you and see if you got any comments, so appreciate you being there. KB4TXO, Mr. Sam, out of South Carolina, come on in and make a comment, sir. He done, Larry?
Got anything else, Sam? Okay. Got a lot of Arabs in that new coalition, guys, in Israel. And they joined with this Bench new guy, I believe his name, going in. So watch for Israel to be having problems. Can't get Netanyahu back in there. Back to you, there, Ben.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Well, let me mention this to Sam real quick. KB4TXO, a little hard to hear you tonight. Bands coming in kind of sporadic here. Just to mention Israel. Yeah, if they don't get the right person in charge, Israel's going to be in the same boat the United States is going to be in, and I pray every day that, something is actually going to take place. But thanks, Sam, for being here tonight. KZ4TXO, clear with you. Hey, Mr. Larry, I'm going to the top of the list, so it goes back to you on this go-round. So, well, actually, you are at the bottom of the list, so you're kind of at the top of the list. So, Mr. Larry, N4RQ, take it away.
Okay, I got a copy of this Epic Times today. It's a newspaper out of Texas, I believe. And it's got a lot of good stuff in it, and you can really read it good. So here's an article regarding John DeLucco. It says, Nancy Pelosi wants guns for her but not for you. On February the 14th, the Speaker of the House of Representatives helped launch a flotilla of gun control measures, claiming we will not rest until all Americans in schools and the workplace and the places of worship and throughout our communities are safe. Well, the guns don't shoot themselves, lady. In fact, they're a gun's a good thing if it's used in the right way, and that's for sure. That's a quote from the rifle. That's strange because last year she knelt in kente cloth in support of the hundreds of rioters running rampant throughout the country. That is, until the Capitol riot, after which she made certain to get as many guns as she could to the U.S. Capitol as long as they were protecting her. At that point, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, charged that Pelosi turned the Capitol complex into a green zone, protecting by no-scale fencing, razor wire, and 26,000 soldiers. It was primarily at her request that the National Guard deployed 5 times more troops to Washington than served in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. A reason Cotton believes is that Pelosi was egged on by excitable cable news pundits and Democratic parties eager to portray President Donald Trump's 74 million voters as domestic terrorists. According to Cotton, a member of the Senate Intel Committee, there existed no specific credible threat reported as distinguished from aspirational, uncoordinated bluster on the Internet. That justified this continued group presence in 4OQ Friday. In fact, a member of the U.S. House Armed Services Committee asked Pelosi for a briefing as to why we need these here, and we have received zero information, zero. U.S. Army officials have confirmed that at least 5,000 troops will remain in Washington till mid-March. 8-foot fences with concertium wire still surrounds the Capitol, although Pelosi claimed such measures aimed to protect the country's borders were in effect and immoral. Can't put them down on the border, but you can put them around the Capitol. Regardless, with the Capitol converted to an armed bunker, Pelosi appeared at a conference announcing the Gun Trafficking and Crime Prevention Act, the Gun Show Loophole Closing Act, the NICS Review Act, the Firearm Risk Protection Act, and the Handgun Trigger Safety Act. Those bills, including a prohibition on anyone in the country buying or selling a single gun without appropriate insurance, unless a purchaser or seller of a firearm is by certain government entities, which just happen to include the National Guard guarding Pelosi. The measures also include a blanket ban after 5 years on the manufacture of all handguns, or after 10 years on their sale. Well, listen at that. A blanket ban after 5 years on the manufacture of all handguns, or after 10 years on their sale. Unless that includes a virtually non-existent technology that personalizes the weapon, unless, of course, the purchase is by a government entity, which it just happens to include National Guard guarding Pelosi. So when rioters are running rampant throughout your neighborhood, Pelosi is for it. When you want to buy a gun to defend yourself, Pelosi is against it. But when she needs men and women with guns to defend her, Pelosi is for it again. Instead, how about this radical idea? Why don't we respect American rights to defend themselves and arrest all those who riot? In short, guns for her and for you.
So this is by John Aleko, who is Executive Vice President for Gun Owners of America. So good article there, I thought. Found a good article in here, too, about these illegal aliens are just coming into our country. Unbelievable. Unbelievable amount of them. And there's an article that is in the Epic Times regarding there's a Texas rancher. He lives in fear of the encounters with illegal aliens increase. This is Kenny County, Texas, living on a ranch in the middle of nowhere in the epitome of the American dream for many Texans. They keep to themselves, help their neighbors, and work hard. But in the past month, ranchers have been getting unwelcome visitors to destroy their property, steal their vehicles, and scare their families. They're the illegal immigrants, usually adult males, who have evaded border patrol and are headed to a large city where it's easier to disappear. Cole Hill, his wife, and their three children, ages 9, 7, and 5, live on a ranch in Kenny County, about 5 miles north of the U.S.-Mexican border. The property also flanks a Border Patrol highway checkpoint, and those who want to evade capture tend to walk a wide berth around it. Hill said he's dealing with illegal aliens traversing his land for years, but only around 25 people a year on average. Sometimes a month would go by with no activity. I'm going on about 6 weeks straight now with illegal aliens on my property on a daily basis. He's seeing them daily now, and which is just all the time. He says, they're looking into my windows, they're at the back door, they're at the front door, they're banging on the walls. One rancher's wife said in a frantic phone call earlier this year, or multiple groups a day. He said during a local meeting on May the 22nd, his house is set way back in the middle of nowhere. He said we could have a full-blown gunfire on our front porch and nobody would know about it. Hill's first encounter with illegal aliens this year took place on January the 20th when his dog alerted him to a man on the front porch dressed to toe in camouflage clothing. It obviously alarmed me. I had plenty of encounters with illegal aliens over the past 10 or more years, but I've never had one that close to the house, Hill said. I stopped him. I told him to backtrack you away. He also called Border Patrol, but doesn't know where they got the intruder in Fort O'Keefe. That was just kind of beginning of the giant snowball that's occurring, he said. I'm keep getting told that this is a new problem that we're dealing with. Obviously, we all know illegal immigration has been going on forever, but to me, in my setting at my house, at our ranch, this is certainly a new problem. The next encounter happened about 3 weeks later when he and his oldest son were working out on the ranch, and his wife called him that a group of illegal immigrants had surrounded his house. They looked into windows, their back door, they're at the front door, they're banging on the walls, everything, Hill's wife told him. He raced home and found one man on his front porch while the rest had hidden as his truck approached. I made it pretty quickly to the individual on our front porch. I got him off the porch and I promptly escorted him out of the yard, Hill said. He eventually led the rest of the group out of his garage and sent them away. Again, he called Border Patrol, but it took agents more than an hour to get there. I live about 12 miles from the checkpoint. I get that. That can be a house in 15 minutes. I hate to think of what the five men could do if they wanted to do harm to my family. They could get into my house as quickly as they possibly could have. That article goes on, but then there's on that same article, it says that the migrants are currently paying Mexican smuggling groups $2,200 per person to cross the Rio Grande into the United States. That's $2.2 million per 1,000 to cross. So these smuggling groups, Mexican smuggling groups, are making millions off just 1,000 people that come across, 2.2 million. And Biden's letting this happen. He's saying that they're doing a good job down there. There's nothing happening. They're coming through there like a sieve, and they're not stopping them at all. So all this bull crap about them stopping them and turning them around, that's all baloney. They done away with all of Trump's his management, the way that he was turning around all the asylum seekers and all the, and now they're coming in like crazy. So anyway, it's bad news down there, and they'll all be voting socialist Democrat so that they can get more of their people in. But remember that when you go to the polls, people. So back to you, sir, Jesse, from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Okay, thank you, Larry, and appreciate you being here tonight. And you know, they're making money hands over fist just getting these people into this country. I'm just wondering how much money is going to be down in Guatemala and all these other countries here soon, because I might think about buying some retirement property. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, they're all going to be up here, that's for sure.
Exactly. Hey, by the way, Larry, I meant to ask you, do you know what day Monday was?
Well, I put it on me. It was a pretty good day for me, I think.
Well, it was Flag Day, right? Monday, the 14th of June, was Flag Day. Not only was it Flag, it was Donald Trump's birthday. No wonder he loves the American flag so much, Larry.
Yeah. Well, Trump's back out again. He's doing speeches, and but they're not covering it. The Democrats are not covering it all. So, wish him good luck. He's gonna be back on the road again, and going to all these critical states that we need to get the liberals need to get control of the legislature, the House, and the Senate. If we don't, we're in bad trouble. So back to you, Jesse, N4ROQ.
Hey, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Yeah, if I had to say anything right now, I would have to say that we're up Crap Creek without a paddle. And I'm not exaggerating, I don't think. But I will say this, if people are expecting the election in 2022, I'd be lucky to predict that it's going to happen. I don't think we're going to have a 2024 election, because these Democrats are out of control, and they all need to be decommissioned one way or the other. They need to be decommissioned, and people need to wake up and do their dang job as American citizens and get out here and put themselves in the position where they can take the advantage of the situation and get into politics or whatever it may be, but do it the right way and do what we need to get this country back in check. Alright, with that, this is KG4ZXC, and let's see, Mr. Larry, thank you, sir. KA5, Truck Kilo November. Mr. Dave, are you still with us, sir? Because I couldn't pull you out the last go around. You still with us out there in Oklahoma? Okay, I'm not hearing Mr. Dave any longer, so I guess he took off for the night. So, Mr. Dave, if you're there, I hope to hear you Saturday night. All right, it goes down to KO4GST. Mr. Rob, what you got to add for tonight?
This little story comes out of the New York Post. It's Senator Lindsey Graham and Biden performance at Disaster Putin Summit. President Biden's face-to-face meeting Wednesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland was a disaster that showed the American leader has no idea who Putin is, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, said Wednesday.
Here's what Biden doesn't understand. Putin couldn't give a damn on what you think about him, Graham told Fox News primetime. The only thing he's going to respond to is when you threaten his power, and I saw nothing coming out of the summit threatening Putin's power. Biden harped on the issues of Putin's international standing in a news conference following the summit, telling reporters at one point that I'm confident it matters to him. The president raised the matter in relation to recent cyber attacks against fuel distribution, the Colonial Pipeline meat processing company, JBS, as well as ongoing imprisonment of opposition activist Alex Navalny. When you run a country that does not abide by international norms, and yet you need those international norms to be somehow managed so that you can participate in the benefits of that flow from them, it hurts you, the president said. Graham disagreed, arguing that Putin wants people to believe, if you don't do what I say or you screw with me, I will screw with your election. Putin is complimented when you call him a killer, he added, while discussing the Navalny case. The Republican lawmaker also reacted to Biden's revelation that he had given Putin a list of 15 economic sectors defined as critical infrastructure that should be off-limits to what these cyber criminals calling the action absurd. I've got 16 parts of my economy that I consider to be no-go zones. Where's the rest of America's economy, Graham asked. So this thing was a disaster. Graham went on to blast Biden's claim to reporters that China is trying very hard to project itself as a responsible and a very, very forthcoming nation in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. China is not trying hard to be good, to be a good member of the family of nations, the senator said. They're never going to let us into that lab until we make the pain so great they have to let us into the lab. So my belief is that Joe Biden, President Biden, doesn't understand what makes China and Russia tick, and continued. You can't shame these people. You have to stand up to them and hit them where it hurts. And in Putin's case, let's let the entire world know how much he's enriched himself at the expense of the Russian people. It's there to be shown. The only way you can get his attention is to put his oil and gas industry at risk and to put his personal fortune at risk. If you really want to get his attention, you need to make it about him, not about the view of him by others. And KO4 GST. Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And I gotta kinda agree with them. I think, you know, you got to stand up to these people. I mean, if you let America become a doormat to the world, then the rest of the world's gonna line up just to walk all over us. And we can't have that. We're American. I just don't believe that, you know, he believes in that. And we're gonna have to do something. Lindsey Graham, thank you for standing up. This is KO4 GST from the gun-toting state of South Carolina.
Hey, very good. Thank you there, Rob. And yeah, you're right. We all need to stand up. And this guy is not a president. He is an installed politician at the expense of the American people. He did not get voted in, and we all know it. And I'm going to sit here until the day I die knowing that this was never elected. So that's just the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. When you got somebody installed in the government, that's not elected official at this point. And we all know this has been stolen. My vote's been stolen here in Pennsylvania, and I've got proof to show it. My number is number 38. Yeah, that's right, 38. That was my number when I was in line to get my voting. And I know it was stolen because that voting machine kept kicking them out as fast as any Republican got in line. They was kicking them out. Same process that was happening in Fayette County. Oh, by the way, you guys out here in Pennsylvania, me, I want you guys to take this number down to Senator Jake Corman. If you don't have his number, I'm going to give it to you. Jake Corman. Yep, Senator Jake Corman. You tell this guy we need a voting audit here in Pennsylvania. The number is 717-787-1377. And that's his number in Harrisburg.
and that's Senator Jake Corman, Pennsylvania, 717-787-1377. Call up and tell him how you feel, and tell him that we need an audit here in Pennsylvania, just like what happened in Arizona. And I would emphasize that to everybody out there. Speaking of Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, I'm KG4ZXC in the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again. And yes, we know China is behind us, and Chinese virus, Chinese vaccine, Chinese Wuhan, it's all China. Everything is revolved around China. Doggone it. Russia ain't nothing to do with half the crap that's going on. It's just a playing game in their case. Anyway, the audit and update in Arizona. Paper ballots are evaluated. Evaluation process will be finished in 10 days or less. So I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of China paper, new paper they acquired through all these illegal ballots. Anyway, the hand counting of 2,089,563 ballots in Maricopa County concluded on Monday, ending the first part of the historical audit. The remainder paper evaluation process will be finished within the next 10 days. At the current rate, the examination is being over 100 ballots per day that they will be counting. The paper examination phase is what they call it. So when they figure out where the paper come from, they're going to know where the votes came from. And it's got big China wrote all over it, ladies and gentlemen. And that's Maricopa County, Arizona. We all need help, and we all need to understand that God can't do it all. But we need to participate and get off the couch, people, and start doing our job as citizens. It is your sworn duty as American citizens to uphold this Constitution and fight back. If you ain't fighting back, then you're part of the problem. This is KG4ZXC. Let's take it down to Mr. Well, with Mark took off, so that was in Meadville, PA, AKMC Papa. Let me go ahead and recognize our net manager again, and Miss Laura into JTT, and Mr. Mark into IRJ, and we thank everybody who's participant in the United Liberty Net. All right, it goes to Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Come on in, Mr. Mo. Thank you, sir, and you're absolutely correct. The FBI did have their hands in this whole incident. They have stirred up, they infiltrate these organizations and put their members in charge of these organizations that they infiltrate just so they can take the organization to create chaos. And then they're going to blame it on the people of the United States when when they're instigators of this whole incident to begin with. So, yeah, the capital crap that's been going on is nothing but false flag operations ran by the CIA, FBI, NSA, and the and this Biden administration. So, yeah. Hey, Mr. Mo, thank you. God bless you, sir. KB4TXO, Mr. Sam, out of South Carolina. You may have to relay, so if you're there, Mr. Sam, go ahead, make a transmission.
Sam, I'm listening there. It's your turn, man.
Okay, well, thank you, Larry. Yeah, I do not hear him neither. Hey, KG4TXO, Mr. Sam out of South Carolina has left the building, so I guess it goes back top, and I guess that's pretty much you, Mr. Larry. So, let's see. There was something else I wanted to cover, but I'm going to let you have it, Mr. Larry, the 73 round. So go ahead and pick it up and take it away.
Okay. Well, what's going on also is the global chip shortages. Yeah, they've even got some car companies shut down the factories because they don't have the parts to put in the cars. Here's an article in the Epic Times regarding Taiwan. It says the global chip shortage makes Taiwan independence vital to us, which is the West. Taiwan is a crucial hub for semiconductor manufacturing. The Chinese invasion will chip production almost immediately. This is by Emil Akan, A-K-A-N, in Washington. The global computer chip shortage has boosted the economic and strategic importance of Taiwan, which is home to some of the world's largest and most advanced chip foundries. With Chinese aggression in Taiwan increasing in recent months, some experts claim that the island's independence and democracy have never been so important to Western countries. Taiwan is now the most dangerous place on Earth, according to the Economic magazine, due to concerns that the Chinese communist regime could see military invasion of the island. Besides political and national security implications, such a scenario would have switched economic strain on many countries, including the United States. It would cause severe supply chain shocks across multiple industries that heavily rely on Taiwanese chips. People don't grasp the implications of Chinese control over Taiwan. According to Rupert Hammond Chambers, president of the U.S. Taiwan Business Council, speaking at a panel hosted by the Global Taiwan Institute on May the 19th, he said an invasion would take Taiwan's chip production almost immediately offline, with dramatic consequences for global supply chains. Semiconductor chips form the backbone of many sectors in the rapidly evolving digital economy, from automotive to advanced weapon systems. Taiwan plays a big role in this space, according to 78% of the global foundry market. They have 70% of the global foundry market in Taiwan, and if China steps in, we have none of that. The island is home to Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, called TSMC, the most critical firm in the industry to its leadership in advanced chips. Taiwan accounts for 92% of semiconductor production, most sophisticated sub-7 nanometer process levels. Stephen Ezell, Vice President in the Information Technology and Foundation and Technology Think Tank, said during the panel discussion, Taiwan's prowess in semiconductors is thanks largely to its pioneering the semiconductor foundry model, meaning it conducts outsourced contract manufacturing for fabulous design companies like Qualcomm or NVIDIA or Apple. Apple alone is for roughly 25%
of TSMC revenues. The United States needs to care about Taiwan greatly because America's well-being depends greatly on Taiwan's well-being. Ezel said the pandemic has spiked demand for consumer electronics due to a shortage of semiconductor chips this year. Global automakers have been hit especially hard from the supply shock. Companies such as General Motors and Ford had to temporarily shutter some of their plants. The harm that the recent chip shortage indicated or inflicted on automakers prompted many governments to take action. On February the 17th, the White House sent a letter to the Taiwanese government asking for its help to resolve the shortage and ensure a level playing field for American companies seeking deliveries of available supplies. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order on February the 24th to help create more resilient supply chains in semiconductor chips and other critical goods. He has directed federal agencies to conduct a 100-day comprehensive review to identify choke points in the supply chain. Following the review, administration officials said the White House could explore various policy options, including boosting domestic production of the chips and working with allies to develop a coordinated response to supply disruptions. U.S. deepens ties with Taiwan and has been cautious about the Taiwan issue for fear of provoking China, which claims sovereignty over the island. The United States didn't or did not have a formal diplomatic relationship with Taiwan, but maintained unofficial ties with a self-ruled island under the 1979 Taiwan Relations Act. The Act authorized the United States to provide the island with military equipment for its self-defense and set up a nonprofit corporation called the American Embassy in Taiwan, which is the de facto U.S. embassy on the island. The course of the U.S.-Taiwan relations dramatically changes under the administration, particularly with high-level visits to Taiwan by senior U.S. officials last year. And just before leaving the office in January, former Secretary of State Pompeo lifted restrictions on contact with Taiwanese officials, marking the latest move by the United States to deepen ties with the democratic island. So far, the Biden administration is doing a really good job of consolidating what they inherited from the Trump administration, according to Hammond first. So hopefully we can hold on to Taiwanese chips in Taiwan as a sovereign country over there. I guess you'd cut. And it sure would be nice to keep the Chinese out of here, and they'll shut down everything to the U.S., and we could be in big trouble. So the article goes on. It's a very, very good article about Chinese and different supplies and different things, you know, that they're doing. They've got the chips. They've got the technology there in Taiwan, and it may be years before we can ever get it back here. So we need to start developing some stuff over here, people. Trump was doing that. And the way that I see it, the Biden shut down everything because of the EPA. They want to shut down everything and not have any factory issue at all. So back here, Jesse, from N4ROQ Larry.
Hey, thank you, Larry, and I appreciate you being here tonight. Your input is greatly appreciated, and great asset here on the Liberty Net. This is KGZXE in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse out of Pennsylvania once again, the voter fraud state of PA. And let's see, we're at the end of our list, ladies and gentlemen. And I got one article I want to bring to the table. Wells Fargo is at it again. Wells Fargo cancels Laura Witsky's bank account, leaving her with zero balance. Bank of America has been a shady character under the Chinese
icon for some time. And and by the way, before I even start article, I want to remind everybody, if you watch regular air, open air TV, okay? If you watch open air TV and you look at, it is on cable TV too, but if you look at all these new banks that's coming out wanting you to buy their card and Chime, let's see, Chime, Sierra, Hotel India, Mike Echo of Chime. Well, it's too close to China. So I done some research. I wanted you guys to know that half of these debit cards that advertising on TV, Netspin and all these other ones, Chime, some of the other ones as well. I can't name them all, but I should have had the article with me, but I didn't tonight. But I want to remind everybody that these are communist banks. They're taking your money, and they're making profit on your money by you getting involved with these banks. So you need to stick to a local bank, ladies and gentlemen, and Wells Fargo is no exception. And that's where this story goes into play. Wells Fargo has recently closed down their account over Republican American First Advocate Laura Witts. Leave her stranded outside the state with no access to formal finances. Witts, former Republican candidate for Delaware State Senate in the 2020 election, revealed in a Telegram post that the bank shut her out and left her high and dry with a zero balance. She explained that Wells Fargo has shut down the bank account, taking all of my money and leaving me with zero balance. When I called Wells Fargo, they told me it was a business decision and they have the right to close my account at any time. Had I had been surrounded by friends in Florida, I was completely stranded. Use this as a warning and get your money out of Wells Fargo as soon as you can. If you are a conservative, this is so evil. So the lack of any explanation from Wells Fargo as to why they down with bank account has been questioned for many people, leading some of the beliefs that politically motivated? Yes, I believe it's politically motivated. And it was on True News, a conservative and Christian news source. True News has repeatedly criticized big tech as well as the power at large corporations in general. They have also hosted many of their shows, including people that have been banned by big tech platforms. And Witts is no exception, and she is one of the many conservatives who have been attacked by Wells Fargo's bank, seemingly on the basis of political entity. Anyway, Gab founder CEO Andrew Torben also was deplatformed and banned by four different banks in a period of 4 weeks, likely due to the same media smears that Gab has got going into their website. Wells Fargo actually did the same thing to Gab, and let's see, I think, what was his name? Alex Jones also. Hey, ditch the big banks, ladies and gentlemen, and that's going to be my final thoughts for tonight. This is K4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'll take a quick pause and see if anyone else would like to make a comment before we shut the net down for tonight. So anyone, anywhere. All right, well, remember this, ladies and gentlemen, LibertyNetRadio.org. And appreciate everybody tonight who's participating in tonight's net. I am KG4ZXC. I'd like to thank KI4JCZ for stopping by and monitoring mode tonight. KN4DNA, this is Willie out of South Carolina, was here. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, always a pleasure hearing from you, Mr. Larry. Mr. Dave, KA5, Foxtrot Kilo November out of Kansas City, Oklahoma. Thanks for being there. KM4GST, Mr. Rob, somewhere down in South Carolina. KM3P, Mark, out of Meadville, Pennsylvania. Good to have him aboard tonight as well. And into JTT, Ms. Laura, for being there and listening in monitoring mode. With into IRJ, Mr. Marty, our net manager. And KG0RSA, Mr. Moe. Mr. Moe, you got anything you would like to add to, before we get ready to shut it down? Well, thank you there, Mr. Moe. I appreciate you giving us that information, and I'll go ahead and put it out while I'm speaking. That's KD0RSA, Mr. Moe out in Nebraska. He's reminding everybody there's a ham fest this weekend in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's south of Highway 6 and east of 77. In the county fairground in Lincoln, Nebraska. So you guys out there nearby, drop in. And like Mo said, ammo's tight, ladies and gentlemen. So remember, keep your powder dry. 73, Mr. Mo.
73, yes, thank you.
No problem. KD0RSA, Mr. Mo out of Nebraska, clear with you. And KB4G4TXO, Mr. Sam out of South Carolina, for being here tonight, listening as well. And Mr. Larry, thank you for being here and helping out. You've been a great asset to this net, and thank you, sir.
I enjoyed it, too. You did a good job there, Jesse, and always try to help out any way I can, man. Love the net, love the frequency, and love the guys that can. And we love our country. And if you love it, love our country, you'll try to support the net. It's, you got to have free speech and be able to get on here and talk about the problems we have and how to correct them. So, truly miss Vic, W1WCR. It'd be good to know exactly how long since the shot, since he had the COVID-19 shot before he passed away. And, you know, possibly so many days or a month or 3 months or whatever it was. Or something down here passed away within 3 days after taking the COVID-19 shot. So people read about this on the internet with frontline doctors before you make the decision to take this shot. And if you haven't already. So I'm actually up there, Jesse, in for
All right, very good there, Mr. Larry. Well, thank you, sir. And, I am going to be a non-vaxxer. I am not taking it. I am not going to jeopardize what little ability I have left here. So I'm not hurrying myself up to go to see the big maker. So with that, I'll keep it just the way it is. Thank you, Mr. Larry, and everyone who participated on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'd like to thank each and every one, and hope to hear each and every one of you guys come back again Saturday night for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. It will be here at 2200 hours here on the Eastern Coast. And once again, I'd like to thank everybody for participating, and hopefully we'll hear you guys again soon. Until then, I'd like to thank our founding father, W1WCR, who's no longer with us, and we'd like to keep him in our thoughts and prayers and his family as well. With that, I am KG4ZXE out of Pennsylvania, and it is 12:05 a.m. on 6/17/2021. And I'll close the Liberty Net for Wednesday night, and I'll say 73. So, everyone, have a great night, and God bless each and every one, and God save America. And good night to all the ships at sea, and 73 to everyone else out there. And also to you, Miss Calabash, wherever you are. 73's off KG4. See you next. You too, Mr. Moe. Keep your powder dry, sir.